Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Simin Shin Chaf Tes, and we finished the long Simin about Refuah and Shabbos. Now, Simin Shin Chaf Tes is Al Mi Mechalel in Shabbos. Who could we be Mechalel Shabbos for? So today, we are doing Kuf Samach Tes Amud Beis, page 338, Si'ifim Aleph Beis and Gimel. That is on the agenda for tonight. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Pikuach Nefesh Doch Shabbos V'Azor Zerei Z'Meshubach. Whenever it's a situation Pikuach Nefesh, you're Mechalel Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, and if you rush to do so, it is praiseworthy. It's not a bad thing. Even if there's a fire that broke out in a different chatzer, and you're just nervous that it's going to pass over into this chatzer, and it's going to lead to sakana, mechabin, you extinguish the fire so that you can prevent it from spreading and going into this chatzer where it could be dangerous. Says the Mishmarus of Karnal, how is it going to be dangerous? Dangerous because it could be that in this chatzer there are young children or people who are ill who are not going to be able to run away from the fire, and therefore it's going to be dangerous. Nowadays we assume that a fire is always a sakana, that it's always a suffik pikuach nefesh, particularly because our homes are built so close to one another and could spread from one home to another, and the person inside the other home might be sleeping or might not realize that there's a fire and therefore won't be able to run away. And also we have gas lines and things like that, so there could be major explosions that a person is not going to be able to get away from, and therefore we assume that firefighting is in fact a pikuach nefesh situation, even if the home is already cleared. You could also prevent the fire from spreading by putting metal kalim full of water or metal kalim. Plain metal kalim or pottery kalim full of water, even if it would mean carrying those kalim through Rosh Hashanah, which involves many isurim. That let's say in the neighboring courtyard you have cholim and katanim that are not going to be able to run away from the fire. So you have two options. You can either pick up the katanim and the cholim and schlep them away from that chatzer, or you could extinguish the fire. So better to extinguish the fire. Because if extinguishing a fire is a mlach shein tzrich lugufa, which you're pater for, is only in a siddra banan. Mashein kein laver derech shasarabim tabri posim sram degamiz b'neini yeshlan rosh hasarabim. As opposed to carrying a katan or a chola through rosh hasarabim might be a mlach adaraisa if you assume that we have such a thing as a rosh hasarabim nowadays. Disagrees. He says better to carry the people through Rosh Hasharabim rather than to extinguish the flame. If you look there, he explains the reason is that we don't really have Rosh Hasharabim in Torah, and the Yisra of Kiboy and Malach Shein Tzrich Lugufa is more chamur than other Yisurim Drabanan. Now, Sif Beis, Ein Olchem B'Pikuach Nefesh Achar Rov. When it comes to matters of life and death, we do not follow the Rov. Even if there were 9 of the chavim and 1 Jewish person in the chatzer, and one of them went to a different chatzer, meaning you don't know which one, whether it was one of the 9 of the chavim or whether it was the one Yisrael that went to a different chatzer and a building caved in on him. Mifakrin, you start clearing the rubble. Since the original kavius remains in its place, meaning the 9 others remained where they were, and therefore we consider like a suffix of mechzal mechza, and that's why it's considered a suffix of kach nefesh, where you have to be mechal Shabbos to try to save the fellow. Let's see the Mishnah before we go on. Sif katan gimel afilu pirsh lomi bayim balsa chatzshay batishayin miyudim chad yisrael nafel mapolis de bevaday mefakin de kol kavok mechzal mechza dami vein kan rovin miyudim el afilu ayitisha v'chulei. Meaning it doesn't even need to be said that in the chatzar itself where the 9 of the chavim and the 1 Yisrael were, if there's a building that caves in, of course you're allowed to start clearing the rubble and be mechal Shabbos, because that's mamish kol kavuah k'mechzal mechzadami. The chiddush over here is that one of these people left. It's no longer kavuah. So pirish echad, lav dafka echad, alafil pirish ruba. It doesn't have to be that one of them left. Any number of them could have left. At the same time, as long as someone from the original kavios remains in the original chatzer, that's considered kol kavuah k'mechzal mechzadami. Kavios harishon b'mekomo, afil gav to be al ma'amr called the Parsha Afilu Echad HaKvius Nishar B'Mekomo. So Mishmur points out something very important over here. This breaks the rules of Kol Kavua K'mechza Al Mechza. Normally when you have nine people of one type and one person of another type, and one of them goes away from that area, so that's called the parish, Meruba parish. He left that area. I don't care that the Kviyas HaRishon is still there, that there are still others that remain behind. The one that's in question left. We normally call that called the parish, Meruba parish. But over here, Gabe Pikuach Nefesh HaKila Rachmana, but the Torah is being makil over here for Pikuach Nefesh. Tichsiv HaChai Behem V'lo Sheyamus Behem Mashmash Yuchalov Shuminyan, which makes it sound like you're not allowed to do anything that could potentially lead to a Misas Yisrael. So you see, by Pikuach Nefesh, we do not follow a rove. Now, in the Dirshu, he points out that in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, the Shulchan Aruch writes that if it's a machlokas among the doctors whether something is dangerous or not, and we do follow the majority opinion of doctors, and if the majority of doctors say there's no problem with this pregnant woman fasting, let's say, on Yom Kippur, even if a minority of doctors say that it is a problem, she fasts on Yom Kippur. So why over there are we willing to follow the Rov? So Rav Nissim Kralitz explains, when you have a suffix whether someone's a Jew, you have to be Mechal Shabbos for him, you don't follow the Rov. But a machlokas among doctors as far as determining the extent to which this illness is life-threatening, that's dependent on medical treatment and medical assessment, and that is not shaykh to follow the Rov. We have to follow the overall expertise, which is determined by the Rov. So kemechza sivkat and vav v'saving nefashas l'akel. Once it's kemechza al mechza, so then saving nefashas l'akel or mechal shabbos for it. Vayin bevin ezer siman dalet sivlam dalet detinuk shem tzubir shurubav digilulim ein mechal l'avas shabbos. That if you find a baby in a city that's mostly of the gilulim, so you're not mechal shabbos that baby. Kivin to bechal yom v'yom parshim kolam v'makom kviyosam azlina achar rov, because over there we follow the rov, and every day people move around the city, so the rov is that this baby is in over. However, the Rama over there disagrees, and he says, no, everyone lives in this city, and therefore it's considered kol kavua, so as long as there's any Jewish population in the city, the baby is considered 50-50 Jew. But if you find an abandoned baby, Rachman al Tzlan, on the road, and most of the people that traverse that road are of the gilulim, so then you do in fact follow the rov. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, aval im nekru kulam shasekiras and pirshach and mechatzar acharis v'nafal alav. If all 10 people left the original chatzar, and when they all left, one of them went to a different chatzar and got stuck under a fallen building, and we don't know which fellow that was. Is it one of the 9 of the chavim or the one Yisrael? Ein mefakchan alav. Then we do not save him. Kivin shenekar kviyas harishon mimakomo. I'm even called the parish Meruba parish, because once there's no longer an original kvios in its place, then we say that we follow the rov. Im nekru kulam mishabura pirish nekru lispazer kol echad ledarko uvatel kviosam. Their whole kvios is gone because they all left. Aval im yatzu tkuv miachad ze achar ze kivud adayim im bechabur achas nekru kavu avdinu kedmei kara. But if they all left together, then that's considered the original kvios. Maybe they're not in the same place, but they still exist as the original unit, and therefore that would be considered to be a sense of kaviyah. So basically, we don't follow rov when it comes to pikuach nefesh, usually. But there are types of rovs that we do follow. When there's no original kaviyah in its place, then we taka do follow the rov, and if it's rov of the chavim, we're not going to be mechal Shabbos. Sif gimel, mishnafel of mapolas, safek chai, safek meis. Someone, let's say, is caught under the rubble of a fallen building, and you don't know if he's alive or dead. Safek gusham, safek gerusham. Not only don't you know if he's alive or dead, you don't even know if he's there, and even if he is there, maybe he's dead. I feel him to Salomar Shu Sham, Savik Akum, Savik Israel. And even if he's there and he's alive, but he might be an Akum, Mifakhan Alav, you still are Machal Shabbos to remove the rubble. Aval Pishesh Makama Sveikos, even though there's so many Sveikos over there. Says the Mishra Bru, Savik Chai, Alashim Gumgum, Davli Lakshu Betchil, Savik Yeshna, Vacharkach, Savik Chai, Vachinis Mishnah. The Sveikos are listed here out of order. First, we should say Savik whether anybody's there or not. And even if somebody's there, maybe he's dead. And even if he's alive, maybe he's a guy. Right? That's how we should have said it. So Husham, Umayri Shaysham Besam Apolis Vinyadum, Hispiklasis Mitoch Afecha. The case is that you know that he was there, you just don't know if he got out in time when the event happened, when the building collapsed. Or it could be, no, there's no eyewitness that saw him there, but you know that this building normally has people around this time of day. So we can also be Mechal Shabbos and remove the rubble. But if a person is tunneling, sneaking into someone's house to rob him, and he's sneaking through a tunnel, and while he's doing that, the tunnel caves in on him, and he's in a life-threatening situation, so then we do not save him. Because he's a gavra katila, meaning the owner of that home that he's trying to tunnel into has every right to kill this person for trying to go into his house. So he's already a gavra katila. Yisrael bala virus l'teyavon calls manshin kofra b'torah near the mechalim of Shabbos kedei latzilo. If you have a Jew who violates averus l'teyavon because he has a taiva for it, as long as he's not a kofra b'torah, you're mechal Shabbos to save his life. Avlimu lahachis also latzilo af b'chol. But if he's a mechal Shabbos or an over averus lahachis, then you're not allowed to save him even on a weekday. Certainly you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for him. That happens to me. There's a famous Chazanish in Yeridei Simin Beis where the Chazanish says nowadays this halacha doesn't apply because almost every non-religious Jew is a Tinuk Shanishba, and a Tinuk Shanishba you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for. Not only that, the Poskim say that we are Mechal Shabbos for Ovdik Chavim as well, for non-Jews as well, for Nachrim as well, even though the strict din is we're only Mechal Shabbos out of Eva, it's always Eva, because can you imagine if word gets around that we're not willing to be Mechal Shabbos to save Nachrim? So as Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach points out, we save everybody. We're Mechal Shabbos to save anybody. So to review what we learned today, first thing we learned was that if it's any Pikuach Nefesh, it's praiseworthy to go and do something about it, even with Chil Shabbos, and even if there's the question is, if there's a fire in one Chatzer and there are children or Cholim in the next chatzer, so what's better to do? Carry the children and the cholim away out of that chatzer, which is what the Mishnah Berurah seems to recommend, or to put out the fire, which is what the Chayyadim seems to recommend. And then we said that we do not follow Rove when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore if there's any sense of Kavius, whether the original group is still Kavua, Bimakoman, and that's where it happened, or whether the event happened after one was Poresh, and that one that was Poresh had this event of a fallen building on him, but the original Kavius is still in its place, we say it's like a 50-50 Suffolk in your Mechal Shabbos. But if the entire Kavius is gone, then we no longer view it as a 50-50 Suffolk, and if it was nine of the Chavman, one Yisrael, so then we call the Parish Meruba Parish. We do not, we are not Mechal Shabbos for such a thing. Now we discussed that. What else? Yes. Then in Sif Gimel, we said that if someone had a building cave in on them, and there are many Sveikos, you don't know if he's alive or dead, if he's even there or not, if he's a Jew or a non-Jew, so you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, even though you have all of those Sveikos. However, that's true, even if you don't even know for sure that anybody was there. However, we said that if someone is Bab Machteres, then you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life, because he's a dead man walking, and also if someone is a mumra lahachis, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life, at least according to the strict din. Okay, but from tomorrow, sometime before Yantif, probably in the morning hours, we'll try to do Sifim Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, and Tes. We'll try to finish up Simin, Shin, Chav, Tes. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and if I do not see you tomorrow, then Ksiva, Ksiva Tova, good Gemen Shiar to everybody, the families, Klal Yisrael.